Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning about the halachas of Tfilas Aderech, the wayfarer's prayer and travel. This is Siman Samaches, the 68th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We are going to be looking at a few basic concepts. Number one is the bracha, number two is the type of trip, number three is how to say it, and number four is the laws of travel. Let's jump straight in. What is the Tfilas Aderech? What is the wayfarer's prayer? It's a prayer which a person says when they travel from place to place between cities. What is the nusach? How is it said? So it reads as follows. It's in your regular siddur, on the usual phone app, and it's a good idea just to print it out to have it in the car, because that's when you use it. It goes, maybe your will, the God of our fathers, and the God of our God and the God of our fathers. You shall allow us to travel and go in all these in our ways, and you shall escort us in peace. So that's the main request. Then it goes on further to say, if a person's going to be traveling back on the same day, they say, you should return us in peace, we should save us, and you should save us from all types of enemies, or bandits, or wild animals which are found in the way, and any types of punishment which does come to the world, and place us in the grace and kindness and mercy of all those we encounter, because you are a God who hears supplication, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shamea Tfila, and blessed are you, Hashem, who listens to prayer. Is it said in the plural or the singular? So the Ketzer points out, if you're listening carefully, that most of it is in the plural. You should guard us, you should escort us. You should, but the word was sitneini, where you should give me to be in the for grace and mercy and kindness in the eyes of others, should be personal, should be sitneini in that respect as well. Now, let's talk about the types of trips. That's our second concept. So what kind of journey warrants a Tfilas Aderech? So it should be at least a journey of a parasa, which is 8,000 amos, or roughly 2.5 miles or 4 kilometers between cities for it to warrant a Tfilas Aderech. That's why many times people who commute within the city don't say Tfilas Aderech, even though it's pretty dangerous driving within the city. Okay, let's go a little further. From when can I say Tfilas Aderech on that journey? So technically, it can even be 70 and 2/3 of an amma from the last house of the city, which is essentially 100 and, 20 feet, 38 meters or so from the end of the city, which is really nothing. But it's better to do it when one is 1 kilometer out, that's a mil, or 0.7 miles out of the city. That would be the ideal place from which to say it. When is the best time to say it? So it's best to say it within the first parasa, which is the first 2.5 miles of the trip. So one should be aware of this, but a lot of people forget about this till the very end. What happens if I didn't do it at the beginning? So it can be said the entire journey until 2.5 miles of parasa from the end of the trip. So one should be sure to say this towards the beginning. What if I'm already in the last stretch? So then one's within 2.5 miles of the destination of parasa, one can say it, but without the Shem Malchus, without Hashem's name, Baruch Shemea Tfil at the end. How many times do I say it per trip? So one can only say it once a day. What about a multi-day trip? So the Ketzer says, technically speaking, I can say once a day then, because every day the Chiyuv renews. But because it's one trip, then technically speaking, I should not do it with Shema Malchus the next day. So this is not the case if a person's got a base, let's say one is visiting Yerushalayim, and one's going off to Ein Gedi one day, and one's going down to Eilat the next day, and one's going up to the Galil the next day, so each of those would warrant its own one. And we're talking about if a person is traveling from California to New York and one is stopping off in hotels along the way, then one would say the Tfilas Aderech the first day with Hashem's name and the next day is without Hashem's name. What if I got to the city, rested, and decided to carry on the trip the same day? So I came in the mid-afternoon, took a rest, and I said, you know what, let me just do a little more. I'll do a few hundred more miles. So in that case, then there will be a second Tfilas Aderech because it was unexpected. Let's move to our next concept. How do we say it? How is this prayer said? So look at 7 basic questions. In what context should it be said? So it should be said with another bracha before it. Why is that? Because it really starts off as a bracha without its own opening, its own baruch, which means it should really be leaning, a bracha samuch ala chavertot, should be leaning on another bracha beforehand. So how do I achieve that? So if I'm about to leave and I'm saying Birkas HaShachar, it's great to say it then. If that's not the case, I'm davening and then I'm going, it's going to be a little bit of a break. then one should go to the bathroom and say Asher Yatzar and then say Tfilas HaDerech, or one should say a bracha on food and then say it as well. Most people don't know this halacha. One should say a bracha before saying the Tfilas HaDerech. In what position should we sit? It should be said standing. How does that work with a car? Cars you can't stand in. So if one can stop, one should really stop. So it's best to pull over to the side and then say it. If one cannot pull over, again, people have to be honest about their what's available to them. Then then it can be said when it's driving, while they are driving. What else needs to be done when I travel? So one should give tzedakah before one goes. One should get a bracha from the elder or a rav in the city before leaving. And one should be escorted if possible. Kitzur does mention that it's important to say tefillin with tehillim every day with kavanah as well. What is the bracha given to somebody who is traveling? So we know from Tanakh, and the Gemara Brachos points out this at the very end, that a person should not say lech b'shalom, go in peace. That is a blessing given to a person who has passed away, is deceased. Rather, lech l'shalom, go to peace, is what's supposed to be as well. Okay, we move to our last halacha over here, which our last concept, which is the ideas of laws of travel. So thrown into this, the Kitzur gleans various different practical aspects that relate to travel. This is from all of the Shulchan Aruch. This is really a specialty, being able to summarize and bring some of the main concepts related to our practical activities. So what should I be packing when I travel? So obviously it needs to be food, even if I'm not going to be gone for so long. And I need to see, he says, if it's a man, a person should have a second set of tzitzis in case the first set get ripped. Obviously, there's many other things, but those, when it comes to the religious items department, that's one should be aware of. When should I travel? He said, based on the Gemara, that a person should leave when the sun has already risen and come back when the sun has already set. And even today, when we have highways with lights and cars with lights, it is still more dangerous driving at night, and this should be considered. What should I do about eating when traveling? So a person should try to diminish eating when traveling because one is exerting oneself and it is better not to have digestive issues when one is traveling. What should I do when staying somewhere? So one needs to ensure the hosts are honest and good and God-fearing people. And if one wants to eat, then one needs to know and be sure that their kashrus is good. If one does not know, one needs to see who the Rav HaMachshir is. And today this is very important. People travel all over the world and they see a sign which has some sort of K on it, you know, and they think, oh, that's all right. Not all Hechsherim are good. Not all Hechsherim are reliable. And the best time to check this out is before one travels, not when one gets there and one is starving. What does one do? What do I do about a talis if I need it done if I'm a man? So one should say bracha on the talis gadol, even though one has a talis katan, even though one is traveling. What should I do about kriyas shema? So one should try to ensure that one is doing the kriyas shema for at least the first paragraph of the kriyas shema should be done in a non-moving position. What about the amida? Should we stand and stop for the entire Amidah? What happens if I'm in a vehicle and it's just not possible to stop for the Shema or for the Amidah? So I can sit in my seat and say it. If I cannot stop, I should be able to just stand at least for, let's say, an airplane or a train for the Amidah for the first bracha, and then one can sit for the rest of this as well and say do the bowing when sitting down. What if I can daven standing, but I would have to daven really early? So let's say just after dawn, which is before the time I'm supposed to be davening, which I'm supposed to only daven from sunrise. So it would be better to daven in a standing position, even though it's earlier than ideal, as long as it's after dawn, in these kind of circumstantial situations. What is the earliest I can daven mincha? So the earliest I can daven mincha is 30 minutes after chatzos, after midday. What about washing, finding water to wash for before or after the meal, before after davening, before davening? So we discussed beforehand that there's a certain requirement to try to travel for meal, to 4 kilometers ahead of one in one's journey, or 1 kilometer out of one's journey, in order to get the necessary water for davening and for washing for food. How do I say Birkas HaMazon? So if I sat down to eat, I should sit down to bench there. If I was eating while I was traveling, I can carry on saying Birkas HaMazon while I'm traveling in the same way that I did it. But it shouldn't be that I sit down to eat and then I travel to say my Birkas HaMazon. Are there any changes about benching when on the road? So if one is staying in the home of a pagan, not just a regular non-Jew, but a pagan, then there's a question whether there is kfios to say a zimun or not, and so therefore it would be more complicated to say a zimun in such a circumstance, unless one is kover, unless one makes the meal as specific. We're all going to sit together for the zimun for tonight. Similarly, also there might be an adaption to the bracha where you say the bracha for the balabayas. When rather you say the bracha v'nishlach lanu barachom ruva b'makom halicha seinu v'makom yeshiv seinu adolam. So rather you send it to the place, the bracha should be about the place that you're going to rather than the place you're staying at. Are there any other travel restrictions I should be aware of? The answer is yes. One should always make sure to travel carefully on Erev Shabbos. People make plans and get in far too close to Shabbos, and it leads to real problems. Don't travel too close to Shabbos. What if I get to the hotel room and I realize I have mukta items, but I'm afraid to leave them there, and I'm afraid that they're going to get stolen, so one can stay in the room the whole Shabbos? What happens if that's going to ruin my oneg Shabbos? So one cannot move mukta if it's an item which is mukta, and one cannot put it in one's pocket. So if one's not willing to stay there the whole Shabbos, the only other option is to sew it into one's garment, so it is attached to the garment, obviously assuming that there's no carrying shilas of walking outside the hotel, but it cannot be in the pocket as well. But this would be another eiter to be known, certainly when a person has to stop off in a last-minute situation without having adequate plans. In the meantime, this concludes the halachas of benching, of traveling and tefillah saderech. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.